Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to the brand new debut of Clapback. This is a show where the interviewer is interviewing, of course, guests, but the guests also can interview me or so far and so, you know, like back and forth. So that's what's going on. So what I'm going to do, I'm just waiting for them to call in, and I'm just going to play a couple of music if I could. I don't know what it is. It's like, got an idea. Never forget about virtual DJ. Oh, God, what is it? Let's see, let's play something. Welcome back, everyone. I think we got a call already. It's probably one of our guests. So, caller, you on the air?
Hello, hi. Is this Hartrell?
This is he.
How you doing? This is George Iceman from Destiny Wrestling in Toronto, Canada.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Great to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, no problem. This is for everybody that's about to know what's going on with the show. I'm going to explain to y'all. I do interview people, and if they want to interview me, they just use the words clap back, and I let them interview me to get to know me if they want to. So just letting y'all know about that. So, okay, my first question to you, George. I know, like, of course, people in the States don't know you, but I take it you guys are popular in Canada. And what got you into wrestling?
Well, I've always been a fan of wrestling since I was a little kid, and watching people like Gorilla Monsoon, Bobby Heenan, George Animal Steamboat, I'm talking Ricky Steamboat, and so many different great characters from the WWE and WCW back in the day. I just became a great fan and somehow wanted to be involved in the business. So, got to do some great things and be involved and do what I love to do.
Okay, cool. Also, how old were you when you started getting into wrestling?
Ooh, I was young. I'm going to say I was probably maybe 6 or 7 when I started watching wrestling. And I remember my first interview that I seen on TV with Jimmy Superfly Snuka coming on and doing an interview. And I was like, wow, look at the size of this guy. This is amazing. And then one of the matches used to be on Saturday mornings on Fox. And I remember George the Animal Steel coming out to the ring in a chain. And I just thought it was just crazy, and I just fell in love with watching it, and I thought this is amazing. And I'm a small guy, unfortunately, so I wasn't able to be a wrestler. However, I was able to become an announcer and a promoter and do some great events and still be associated in the business.
Okay, you didn't think you was cut out to be like a wrestler? Why you think because of the height, or was it like other reasons behind it?
No. Just I'm a small guy, and I'm realistic. And I was like, you know what? I could definitely put on some great weight, but you know, wrestling for me was always, look at these guys, they're so big and so strong, and they're like giants, and that was great. And they were able to do some great things. And there are some smaller guys in the business that have done really well for themselves, like Rey Mysterio and Evan Bourne, and a few others that do amazing. But I don't know. At the time, I just felt, you know what? I love being an announcer, and I love the character of being a manager, and it's really fun and great, and I'm still involved in the business that way and doing what I love. And I said, hey, let's try it out, and it just started rolling and started doing some indies and getting involved in other shows, and yeah, one thing led to another, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, it seems like you got a good, like, announcer voice and all that from what I've seen in the videos and also talking to you right now. what I want to add is, like, you didn't, like, get no practice there, or just came, like, natural?
Oh, no. I did have, of course, I had some practice. So I did do radio. I did some radio in Toronto. I did a lot of events. I became an announcer. And usually the radio that I did was either commercials, voiceovers, or live events. So I actually didn't do the typical, you know, on air for 6-7 hours. It was either live events that I would broadcast from, or I would do commercials and promos to hype up sales for a particular product they were looking for. And then I wanted to learn more about projecting my voice and being theatrical and learning that stuff. So I got into film and television, and I moved out to Los Angeles, and I took acting and theater. And I did some TV and some theater as well, and that helped me perfect and make me animated in what I do for my presentation. So, yeah, there was some experience. I've been doing it for a long time, 20 years now. So, a little bit of practice.
Okay, because you are doing very good. I had to admit that. But also,
thank you.
You're welcome. What gave you the desire to, like, you know, be a promoter? Let's just start with getting to being an announcer first. What drives you to be an announcer?
So what drove me to be an announcer is I think a lot of people sometimes take for granted the job and the position of an announcer when you're watching the show. I mean, not everyone is cut out for it, but unfortunately they do have the gig doing it. But I mean, you're helping to tell a story as an announcer in the ring for the guys. So when the boys are working, you're helping tell a story and sell the moves and help put those guys over and help with the development of that story. And you need to be animated, and it's also helping to sell tickets and put butts in the seats as well with telling that story. And, you know, presentation's important. It's like watching a mini movie. And some of the guys I was inspired by, like Vince McMahon, who was great at sound bites and using that voice and projecting and putting emphasis when he's telling a story, or Gorilla Monsoon, who was able to take you on a journey in that match and tell a great story. So I love that part of it. It's like telling a story in the ring and providing that extra commentary for what you're watching to bring it all together between the moves and the crowd and you seeing what's happening and how dangerous it could be and what's happening next and what may happen. So, yeah, I just love being involved with that, and I wanted to be that guy because there's so many people that are involved. There's the referee that's involved, the agents backstage that help come up with some of the storylines and finishes. There's the guys working, and there's your commentator. So it's a team effort, and I definitely wanted to be one of those guys on the team.
Yeah, and I guess that's the same thing as you wanted to be like a promoter as well.
Yeah, and as a promoter, I wanted to do some shows that would be great and spectacular and have some great, amazing talent. And that's what I wanted to do with this show coming up this Sunday called Destiny. And Destiny is basically, what is your destiny? These guys that I've got working the show are great. They're incredible. Some of the best in the business. Former TNA superstar Cody Deaner is on the card. Former ECW, WWE star, the new and improved Colin Delaney is on the card. Hornet, who wrestled all over the world in Puerto Rico, Mexico. A new upcoming star everyone should watch out for is Randy Rain. Randy's the new blood and the future, I believe, of the business. Big individual, trained out in St. Louis with Harley Race, and then in Toronto now at Santino Morella's gym. And he's one of the guys as well, also on the card.
Oh, okay. About the last guy you were saying, like, tell me more about him.
So Randy is a larger-than-life character. He's, you know, like 6'3", 260 pounds, great physique, great shape, big guy, already has some talks in certain groups that want to work with him and sign him, loves the business, grew up as a kid watching it, and he's one of those guys on the card that we're giving that push to because we truly feel that he's definitely the future. And he's still a young guy and, yeah, loves the passion. And all the guys on the card are passionate and love the business. And guys like RJ City as well on the card. And, of course, it is the debut of Stone Rockwell. And Google that. And here's a guy who was at the gym in Florida for the WWE and did a tryout. And you could see a debut of him also if you Google that. And check him out. He's a great star, great talent. So many guys on the card that we're excited to have part of this. And if everyone gets a chance, you should definitely look up online. And we're going to be streaming the show in about a week or so online at destinywrestling.ca. So for those in the U.S. and all the hardcore wrestling indie fans, we thank you for joining the broadcast. And tune in, and you can see some great talent and a great show.
Oh, okay. So you got, like, streaming going on. So Friday, the next time I get a hold of you, I will ask you for that link, and we'll check it out.
Absolutely, and everyone who's tuned in could see the stream of the show that will be airing probably within a week or so after the show. It goes into post-production, and we edit it and put it together nicely for everybody to enjoy. And, of course, I forgot to mention one of the big headliners that are on the show. You know, there's so many guys you forget, but actually this guy's probably one of the biggest indie workers in the world. He's an ROH legend, and he's internationally known. He's CM Punk's best friend and just recently had a massive podcast. Over 3.5 million people with CM Punk, and his name is Colt Cabana, and he's on the show headlining for Destiny in Toronto this Sunday, December 7th.
All right. Well, what did you think about, although changing the other subject, what did you think about the CM Punk podcast?
You know, I think CM Punk had things he wanted to get off his chest. I think it was important that someone gave him that platform to set things right and straight from his point of view. I'm sure some of the guys at the WWE might be upset. However, everyone has their chance to see what they have to say, and the WWE has their opportunity to, you know, to say what they have to say about the situation. And in fact, Vince McMahon apologized just yesterday in regards to his termination of CM Punk that happened on his wedding day. He blamed it on some of the guys in head office, and it just maybe they said it was coincidence that the papers arrived at his house that day. However the case, I think it was important that we heard CM Punk's story, where he came from, his frustration, what he went through, and it's just a harsh reality for all those who think it's easy and can be done and be an international pro wrestler. It's not that easy, and there's a lot of baggage and headaches and body and pain that goes with it. So, yeah, it's quite an amazing interview.
Well, yeah, I can get the idea about the aches and pains when it comes to wrestling, because I did do some training myself, although I didn't go through it. But for anybody that wanted to break out in the business, what advice that you got them for anybody that's starting in the wrestling business?
Any advice? If I'm to give you guys advice, anyone who wants, you got to be obsessed. You got to want it really bad. You got to be willing to sacrifice everything. Go on the road, make no money, share a car with four or five guys, sleep in the cold because you can't afford a hotel if you're going to do the indies before you make it. You got to work out. You got to be obsessed with eating properly and dieting and hitting the gym, because it's more than just learning the moves. It's also about your image and your look, and these guys put everything on the line for it. So it's a lot of work, and you got to be willing to take that and make those sacrifices that are needed if you truly want it. And if you truly want it and you're obsessed and you do it, then you're destined for greatness, but you got to want it.
Exactly, and that is the truth. Also, you mentioned to me about Stone Rockwell. Now, I know you just talked about him like a little bit ago. What more should we know about this guy?
Stone Rockwell, he is, what can I say? I don't want to give too much away. He's debuting at my show this Sunday. I'm very proud to say that. And he's a great performer. He's well known. He was under another name. He was actually under Asylum and was one part of a tag team called the Flatliners, which some of you may know, and he's been tag team champions as the tag team, the Flatliners. And he's trying something new, and he created his character, Stone Rockwell, the Adventurer, as he was in Florida doing the trials for the WWE, and really blew some of the guys away on how he cut his promo. And he had a cool look, and it was something different. And I said, hey, let's debut this. And got a lot of experience, really good guy, great worker, and I'm proud and happy to have him part of the show.
Oh, cool. That's for the people that will be at your show this it's Saturday, right? This coming Saturday?
It's Sunday. This Sunday, December 7th, 5
p.m.
Bell time. And the location, by the way, is a great location. It's actually Battle Arts Academy, which is the gym that was created by Santino from the WWE. He built a state-of-the-art facility in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. It has training, K-1, kickboxing. It has pro boxing, MMA, judo, pro wrestling, weights. It has an MMA cage. And he took one of the areas. He took one of the areas, and he turned it into an arena. And this arena that's in the facility holds about 400 people that he runs shows once a month, and we're so lucky to have such a great arena and such an amazing venue to hold our shows. So everyone could Google Battle Arts Academy for details on this amazing facility and see upcoming events. We've had Ric Flair there, MVP. This week we just had Matt Sydal, everyone knows him, Evan Bourne, and always guests dropping by doing seminars and great things always happening at Battle Arts Academy.
So that type of academy, like anybody, if they wanted to get trained to be a pro wrestler, that would be one of the places to go to, right?
Absolutely. If you're in Canada, and especially Toronto, Ontario, you want to check this place out. They brought in a coach from Japan, Yuki Ishikawa, who teaches you shoot and grappling and great, great wrestling technique and really prepares you and gets you to know the basics before you start training with the other guys. And just an amazing coach all around, and an amazing facility, an amazing gym. Great talent coming out there right now. We don't want to let too much out of the bag, but there's some great things going on. And, of course, Santino's got his new movie coming out this Friday with WWE Films, which is Jingle All the Way 2.
Right.
And that's out, so everyone get a chance to take that look. And that was his movie premiere, his movie debut. And that's released this Friday.
Yeah.
So everyone should take a look and check that out.
Okay. Also, because I know you've been in the business for like a very long time, did any of the matches that you hosted that inspired you and just make you seem like, wow, that was a match?
Like that I've done like over the past few years, great matches?
Yeah.
There's been a lot of good matches I've seen. Personally, on the indie circuit, there was one guy that I had an eye out for, and I booked him on a show many years ago. And he was starting off, he was from Ontario, but he had something special. And I booked him on my show, and at the time his name was Totally Lee Awesome. And he was great, and I said, man, this guy is going to be somebody, and he's going to do well. And anyways, we fast-track, and this guy is now Bobby Roode in TNA, the world champion. And I always thought, yeah, Bobby Roode, who used to be Totally Lee Awesome in Toronto, and I booked him, and I saw him work, and I said, this guy's amazing. He's going to be such a star, and he is, and he's a great star. He's got a lot of respect from his peers in the business, and he's one of those guys that I've seen and had that moment where I was like, ooh, this guy. And by the way, Adam Copeland, Christian, Edge, these guys, like, we've seen them work before they got signed, and I was like, wow, these guys are going to be amazing. And look, so there's been a couple that I've seen that I was like, these guys are going to be huge stars. And they did. They became huge stars and did their thing. And once again, I can't say enough great things about Bobby Roode. I think he's amazing at what he does, and I'm glad that he's the champ. He deserves that spot.
No kidding. To me, like, being the longest reigning champion in TNA history, so that's one of his good accomplishments. It's very true.
Yeah.
Also, was there like any match with him that he done in TNA that just made you just go, that was awesome?
I really, some of his earlier stuff I really enjoyed when he was in his tag team, and I loved him when he was in his tag team. And I'm a fan, so I mark out a little bit for him, because I just think he's great in everything he does. I'm not going to pick one particular match, because he's very good and very talented. And, he chose TNA particularly because their tour schedule isn't as hectic and crazy as the WWE. And, he has a family. He's a family man as well, so I respect that. And he wanted to live his dream and still have time for his family and so forth. So, once again, he's one of those guys that I really respect and think he's doing so well for himself.
Yeah, because I can understand with the scheduling and stuff, and, like, some people want to stay home at times while also go to work. So, if you think you can go to, like, maybe TNA, WWE, or Ring of Honor, or one of those places, which one would you choose?
Well, of course, my first is going to be the WWE. I mean, it's my heart. I grew up watching it. I learned so much from it. And I am where I am today, because I've learned so much from watching it. That company is more than a company. It's a conglomerate. It started off regional in New York, and Vince McMahon bought it from his dad and started buying all territories. And just take a look at his accomplishments. I mean, he's turned it to the number one wrestling company in the world. He bought his own television network, which is the WWE Network. He's got an assembly of toys, merchandise and branding. He has a TV series, and he even has his own motion picture studio. He has WWE Films. They've done so much, and there's so much for anyone working in the WWE to expand and get into. So that definitely would be the goal, or the light at the end of the tunnel, is to work for the greatest company in the world, which I truly believe is the World Wrestling Entertainment.
Right, and They do got a good product, so we can't argue about that. Also, I've got another question. I know there's, like, some areas, like, got their little territory, like, oh, don't come here, oh, don't come there. So in the area you're at, is it like that? Like, oh, don't be on this turf, don't be on that turf? Is it like that there in your area?
Not really. There are a few guys that run out here, and some of them do a great job. I don't knock what somebody else is trying to do, because at the end of the day, they do love wrestling. And they're trying to do something that they like and trying to provide a form of entertainment for that neighborhood or that community. So I won't knock what they do. We have our own ways of marketing and promoting it, and certain talent that some of us book over others. And that sets us a little bit apart, and how you promote it, how you market it, and the type of talent that you get and the venue that you hold it at. But other than that, I think there's kind of like an unwritten rule between the promoters and in this city, at least, that, hey, man, do your thing, all the best, and kind of that's it, right?
Right. That's a good way to put it out there. So I'm glad at least, like, you can, like, if you decide to, like, work in other territories, it's just all about doing good and stuff like that. So
great work, yeah. You know, if you're good with the other promoters and you're putting in some great work and you could provide something for them that they love and entertain the audience that's watching their product, then you're doing your job. And, you know, got to be like Switzerland and don't get involved in the politics. Be neutral.
Right.
That's my advice. Be neutral.
Yeah, just hope that can, like, work out in the near future where every certain place is around here. But talk about your show that's coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, so the show, like I said, Destiny World Wrestling, it's a product that we're producing with some great talent. All the guys on it are absolutely amazing. And locally, everyone has said that it's probably one of the best cards lined up in a very long time. The talent is amazing, like I said. The venue is incredible. It's like watching a mini WWE or an NXT or something. It's phenomenal. We love it. And there's so much to say about it. All I'm going to say is for those that are in the area that could make it, please come down to Destiny Wrestling this Sunday, December 7th, bell time, 5 p.m. Tickets are only $20 available at the door. More details. And front row, there are about a few front row left online. So you go to destinywrestling.ca. And one of the headliners, like I said, is Colt Cabana. Tomorrow, you'll see Monster Mafia, RJ City, Randy Rain, Stone Rockwell, Will White, who's a talent in Toronto who's doing very well for himself and starting to make waves in the indie circuit here. So many great talents. And I truly, truly can't stress how important it is for all those who love independent wrestling to come and support this show, to see these guys. It is the best of the best. And they're going to go at it. Some great matches happening this Sunday. Live wrestling action in Toronto at Battle Arts Academy this Sunday.
Okay, one more question. What do you think will be the future for Destiny Wrestling?
Probably a great developmental for the guys in Canada. Maybe its own show on TV. We are in talks right now with two networks, and they're going to be producers at this show on Sunday. So we'll cross our fingers and hopefully provide a great product. And if they like it, you might possibly see a show in the near future with the stars of Destiny World Wrestling. So that could be what happens. Yeah, yeah. So we're crossing our fingers and we're hoping for a great show and a great turnout. And obviously we thank everyone who supports independent wrestling. There's a lot of great fans out there that sometimes go to 3-4 shows a month and that they buy the merch and the DVDs. And the people listening to your show right now, those are the true fans. And we respect them and we thank them for supporting this great product, the future of wrestling. So we thank you for that. And thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You know I can go on and on talking about giving
of
you
course.
Questions
and
stuff like that.
Could follow me on Instagram if they want, and I'll update shows and pictures and great stuff. And The Iceman Live, so if you want to follow me on Instagram, go to The Iceman Live on Instagram. Follow me, and I'll post some pictures of the show and talk about some great things coming up and keep everyone posted on upcoming events for Destiny World Wrestling.
Okay, sir, and thank you for being on the show, and it was a great talk. great interview.
Thank you so much, Artrell. I appreciate it. Have a great night, and we'll see you soon.
All right, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Okay, that was George the Iceman from Destiny Wrestling. As you saw, as you heard, like, the show is this Sunday, 5 p.m. in that area. Go check it out. And also, because I know probably the people that's probably just like, because it's like after the live show or whatever, now it's like recording. If you had downloaded on iTunes or anything like that, so you get to hear this a little bit. So just going to take a few minutes out of the time, and just before I head out. The special thing that we're doing, and I don't know if some of y'all saw that from this past Monday's WFSO Aftermath, that we posted up on the little video screen that you're watching right now. It's like we have like upcoming events like all around the U.S. and all around Canada, including upcoming events here in Wisconsin. So I just hope y'all like that little idea and check that out as well, and check out the shows if you're in the area. So do that. I guess, unfortunately, because I know Antonio was supposed to be on the show, but I know he's also doing a show on his network, so it probably got a little bit hectic, so I can understand that. So I do thank George the Iceman for being on the show, and like I said, it was pretty good. Next week we'll be going back to Tuesdays. So I think we have from LPW in Wisconsin here in Waukesha, we have Peter Quinby, and we have also the one and only Dr. X. So that will be next Tuesday's show. And if you want to know like more about what's going on all this month for the show, just check us out on WFSO Presents Clapback. Check us out on Facebook, and like I said, I'm going to try to work on the website just to have you guys like look at upcoming like shows and stuff like that. So if anybody you interested in, you want to hear, get interviewed, just let me know, and we'll get back to you. WrestlingFanSpeakOut.com, check that out. Of course, we like also have upcoming events and news and all stuff that's going on. Also, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and look for us on Facebook as well. So until then, everybody, thank you all for listening, and I'm out, and probably the next time I will see you guys will be this Monday for WFSO Aftermath. So until then, you guys have a good night and have a good weekend, and peace out.